at TerryWilson3.com. Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is your humble host, Terry Wilson. Hope you've had a wonderful Christmas, Hanukkah, holiday, whatever you do. I hope you did it well and had fun with the friends and family around you and loved ones. What a wonderful time. This is episode 398, and I want to talk to you today or tonight, whenever you're listening to this, about something that, has made me a lot of money and lost me a lot of money. That's the truth. It's a word that gets thrown around a lot, and I don't think people, especially in the context of this, is marketing and business. And I don't know if people truly, if they truly recognize the power of this word. And it's this word is used in marketing and in different industries. And as a matter of fact, this time of year is dripping with this. And what's the magic word I keep dancing around? Nostalgia. I mean, think about the holiday season that we're just coming out of. It is nothing but nostalgia. But I want to give you five tips today to consider when you're using nostalgia to build your brand and do marketing. Because at the end of the day, marketing is what drives the clients to you, and sales is what turns them into customers. And that's what TW3 is all about. We give people a product or service to sell if they don't have one. But if they've got one, we give them the tools, training, and technology they need to drive those avatars, that person that makes sense to be your customer. We teach you how to pinpoint, isolate who they are. And then we teach you how to use various tools, whether it be bulk texting, bulk dialing, bulk emailing, voicemail drops, social media marketing, online marketing, podcast, any of these engagement tools. We teach you how to use these tools to put your value proposition in front of the right audience and turn that audience into prospects and those prospects into clients. And it's in that order. And I have found that, a lot of people think they're entrepreneurs, or they think they're independent salespeople, or they think they're independent business people because they have the gift of sales, which is very, very important, by the way. You've got to have that if you're going to build a business. If you don't have it, you better have someone in your business that can sell, or you're not going to grow your business. But this, that other part, that marketing part that so many times people struggle. And so if you struggle with marketing, what's your option? What do? If you stink at generating leads, what do? You go out and buy them, right? You go out and buy leads, or you buy advertising, you buy marketing from the yellow pages back in the day. Now you hire someone that may be a TW3 member or someone using our tools to do your online social media marketing for you. I mean, there's a whole industry now that does nothing but train people on the tools like we do for the express purposes of going out, and that's the business model, selling marketing to people that have a business that want to sell something, but they don't know how to market. Now, we at TW3 is a little bit different. I mean, we've got members that do that and make a good living just selling marketing to people, because I get it. There's a lot of people that would just much rather pay someone to generate leads for them and drive traffic to the door than have to deal with it themselves. I get that. But here's the problem. There's only one problem with that strategy, with that mindset, with that business model. As long as my business is contingent upon the ability of this third party to generate leads for me, like back when I was in insurance, I was using, I think it was All Web Leads, which is an online lead business. I used All Web Leads. I'd used Cramer Direct. I've used Net Quotes. That was a big one back in the day. Used all of these online resources to be able to basically do my marketing. Generate leads for me. And I would spend $25, $35, $45, $55, sometimes up to $150 per lead. But here's the problem. The health of my business, the ability to generate income from my business and to sell, was strictly, totally, 100% contingent upon the quality of leads that company was selling me. And for you guys that's been in insurance, you know the quality of leads these guys are selling. And it's not to throw shade on any of them. But good Lord, they're selling it to 15, 20 different people. And here's the thing you got to understand, especially if you're in the insurance world. Okay, think about this just for a second. Think about it. Why would anyone sell you an insurance lead for $5, $10, $15, $25, $50? Let's say it's an annuity lead for $150. Why would anyone sell you a quality lead for that amount when if they have the wherewithal and the ability and the understanding and the knowledge and the sophistication to be able to isolate that market, target that market, and compel them to ask for more information with products within that market. If they know that much about it, they're from that industry. And if they're from that industry and they know that market, why would anyone sell you a $50 lead when they can turn around and sell that lead insurance themselves to make $500 to $5,000? Think about it. So the whole business model, especially in insurance, this is what I've always argued. The whole business model is to take that one lead and sell it to 10 different people for $50. So now that lead's worth $500 to me so that I'm making some money off of it. And if you'll notice where a lot of these lead generation companies come from in that particular industry, I'm just talking about insurance right now, but this applies to a lot of others. If you'll notice where they come from, where do they come from? They come from Oklahoma. They come from Connecticut. They come from areas that have very large, I'm not going to mention the names, but very large insurance companies there already. So what does that tell you? Their inside marketing department is generating tons of leads. They're selling them direct. And then the offshoots of the leads they don't sell or can't close immediately, they're selling them off to outside parties. That is how that been. So if you are in insurance, but I'm using it as an illustration. If you're in any business and all you're doing is buying leads, you're already in the losing side of that business in that industry. You'll never grow your business. You will never grow your business to the level it needs to be until you have this one thing that is paramount for your success. You hear me now or feel me later, as I like to say. And by the way, for you guys that's listening to this podcast and know that's a favorite cliche of mine, I had a friend of mine from church says, you know where you got that from. And I was like, well, I always thought it was a message or a sermon I heard from some preacher, you know, hear me now or feel me later. No, it's actually off a Saturday Night Live bit with the guys, you know, we're here to pump you up. Hear me now or believe me later is what they would say, I think he said. But that's where I stole it from. So I figured out where I sort of heard that cliche. But stop interrupting myself. Hear me now, or you're going to feel the consequences of not understanding this later. You have got to be able to generate your own leads to be successful and to be able to scale your business. Because if you don't, you're going to be tied to the ability of some other third-party company. That's just the reality. The moment I learn how to generate my own leads and learn the skill set of generating my own leads is the moment I was able to exponentially grow my income. Now, I've always been able to sell. People, you know my story. I started off when I was a teenager in high school, wanted to pay for an Eddie Bauer Ford Explorer that I just got. And so the only way to be able to afford that, it wasn't going to be on a McDonald's salary. I got recruited from a guy that came into McDonald's one day, recruited me into direct sales. Turns out he was a recruit from the great Zig Ziglar. So he was a direct, you know, disciple of the great one, Zig. And so that's why, I love Zig. But he got me into the cookware business, direct sales, waterless stainless steel cookwares. I was going in doing home shows, right? sophomore in high school and started making more money than some of my teachers. Okay. So I've always been able to sell. Well, here's the problem. I didn't know how to generate leads. I was, you know, I made half of what I would have made if I was selling directly, but that's fine because I'm a student. I'm learning from him. He, you know, he's my mentor. I don't take a half commission begrudgingly at all because he taught me everything I knew. And so, but he was teaching me the basics, how to sell this product. That was great. And then he taught me how to pull referrals and I was able to do some of that. But at the end of the day, the big business came from, and the reason I was so tied to him was one, because he had the product, he had the direct contract, he knew where to get the product, he knew the whole apparatus, and he knew how to get me in homes. So that was it. Then I got in the music business. I went to work for someone. My success there was because this family-owned, very, you know, well-known music company in the Southeast was right there on the interstate. And so everybody that was driving between Charlotte, North Carolina and Atlanta, Georgia, saw this big music store, because it didn't hurt that it had a big peach right beside it, you know, which happened to end up on a political show years later called House of Cards. But I digress. The point is, I didn't have to do marketing there. I still was selling. Sales. You can make good money at selling, but you only make that money because the traffic that that business, that dealership brings in. If you're at a car dealership, that, you know, the, based on what kind of feet they can put in that showroom or what kind of online marketing they can do, it always is contingent about who is bringing the traffic. That's the other missing piece. And the only way you're ever going to be able to scale and become independent and not be tied to someone else is when you can not only sell, not only be able to communicate, not only to be able to articulate the value proposition, the goods and the benefits of what this service offers, but you're also able to get those people in front of you. That's the missing part that so many salespeople miss and don't have. Okay. So when you have that, man, the sky is the limit. So today I want to talk to you about how nostalgia in marketing is absolutely the most powerful force you could ever leverage. It really is. Let me give you a dirty little secret. Pastors behind a pulpit know this probably better than anybody. Now, they might not use the word nostalgia. They might not call it nostalgia. They might call it, you know, tradition. They might call it a familiar spirit. They, you know, there's spiritualized ways of communicating this as well. But at the end of the day, there is a reason why that when we play Old Rugged Cross in certain environments, that boy, it fills up an altar. There's a reason why when you play a certain song in a certain denomination, people start to swaying back and forth. Why? Because nostalgia. It takes them back. There's a reason why when you're sitting in that restaurant and that song that comes on that you first heard 20 and 30 years ago when you're in high school, it reminds you of that prom night, or it reminds you of that football game, or it reminds you of where you were when. Nostalgia. Nostalgia is powerful and used correctly in marketing. And there's a reason why I pick the music I pick, folks. There's a reason why I communicate. Number one is because it's honestly who I am. But two, I understand who my audience is. Nostalgia is powerful. And I'll give you five tips of how to use it when we get back. But I also want to warn you, nostalgia can hurt you as well as it helps you. So you got to be careful. So when we get back after this, I want to talk to you about the power of nostalgia, how you can use it for your good, or how it can be a detriment and be something that works against you. We get back right after this. You know, the one thing that'll sink a team quicker than anything is hiring the wrong people, recruiting the wrong people. If you're in insurance and you're in real estate, if you've got a home-based business that requires you to recruit other people to help you build your business, then build it with the right people. And there's no better way of doing a background check on someone to make sure they're the people, the caliber of people that you want to work with.
Go to TerryWilson3.com/background. That's TerryWilson3.com/background right now and get a free background check on anyone that you want to run a background check on. I operate within the opportunity and job space, but maybe you're thinking about dating someone or hiring someone or having them come over and clean your house or cut your grass. Before you get involved with anyone in today's world, I recommend getting a background check, and you can get a free one at TerryWilson3.com/background. TerryWilson3.com/background.
Are you wanting 2020 to be your best year ever in business? You have got to be in Greenville, South Carolina, March the 19th through the 21st. We're having our third annual You Are Worth More conference, and we've got tickets on sale for the lowest price ever, $149.97. You are going to find entrepreneurs just like you, small business owners that are in all different types of industries, all different types of businesses, and they are putting their business, their income, their prospecting on autopilot just by being able to leverage some tools, training, and technology that we use here at TW3. You don't have to be a member to attend, but I promise you, you'll probably want to be one afterwards, but it's not necessary. Come to the You Are Worth More Conference by going over to worthmoreconference.com right now. That's worthmoreconference.com right now. Get your tickets while they're still available. We've got limited seating, and I promise you, you are going to find the information that you need and be able to find a community that's going to help you take your money, business, and life to all new levels if you come to the Worth More Conference this coming year, March the 19th through the 21st, 2020 in Greenville, South Carolina. worthmoreconference.com. So put on your dancing shoes tonight. You got to put them on. Come on, go. You're listening to TW3 Radio, inspiring, informative, and entertaining talk and music for the entrepreneur and small business owner.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Thank Christopher B. Yeah, I want to tell you, nostalgia will help or hurt you. It really will. I want to give you a quick reason. We're going to get into five tips how to use nostalgia in your marketing, but I want to give you a quick example of how it'll hurt you. A lot of you that have been keeping up with TW3 over the years know that one of the things, one of our big calling cards and money makers is our call center. And how it all came about was back when I started insurance and I flipped the script. I said, you know, I'm not going to recruit guys and train them and then have this 20, 30, 40, 50% overwrite like most insurance agencies do, and sell them leads and then police behind them to make sure that they sold the particular lead that I sold them, the insurance through my agency and all this other jazz. No, what I did was I gave them full 100% commission. If I made 130% off of it, I might keep a 5% override. Like, so I gave I'm a very minimum override, if any. In some cases, I gave them full 100. I didn't even make an override. But the caveat was the catch, if you will, was I'm not going to sell you leads. I'm going to sell you a marketing tool for you to generate your own leads. So anyway, that's how this whole business got started. Well, when I would bring people in, one of the things we started was a call center. In other words, I got hooked up with Ring Central, and you can hear commercials about Ring Central on these podcasts and on TW3Radio.com. And they're a sponsor of this show, and I'll continue to sponsor them because for the most part, I'm not going to bash them too heavy here in a second, but there's reasons. The point I'm getting to is we're leaving Ring Central and we're doing something completely different after years. But here, my point is I started with them back and started using them and leveraging them as a platform like in 2010, 2011. I can't remember exactly, but it's been a long time. And then in 2015, I started as a marketer and advertiser for them because we were, you know, all of the agents, the insurance agencies, agents and agencies that we brought on, we would put them in our call center and show them how to use these tools to drive calls to the extension that they we'd set up in our Ring Central account, right? And did that for years. And then when we sort of opened up and it wasn't just insurance, became real estate, direct sales, anybody with any business that needed a marketing platform to generate their own leads, that's what they used TW3 for. And as a bonus of being a member of TW3, you got an extension in our call center. And so you could resell TW3, not just use it, but resell it as a business opportunity as well. When we started doing that, man, the business just exploded because people loved the biz ops side of our business, because you could sell, you know, one of our packages and make anywhere at the time. It was like 500. Now it's up to 750 to, well, with the new products we just released, you could be making as much as, you know, $8,000, $6,000, you know, $6,000. If you know, if you're an elite member. So, I mean, one sale, you can make anywhere from 700. The least you're going to make is $750. Well, catch that, because we just released something. So now we got one at $200, but for the most part, $200 all the way up to $6,000 is what you can make off of one sale. And you're making that money off of selling the very product and training and tools you're using to generate the leads for making that sale. So it became a cash machine, and we were using Ring Central. So what has this got to do with nostalgia, Terry? I'll tell you. For the last 2 years, we have found that there's things in Ring Central that just don't work with our business anymore. It just is not the best fit for where we're at in 20 at the time, 17, 18, 19, and now about to go into 2020. There are just other platforms, tools, and things. And so we still promoted Ring Central. We still used it to manage our call center. But as we would run into some of these limitations that it would have, we would just say on the side, hey, you know, in some of our advanced training, go ahead and set you up a Google Voice and it'll be able to do this. It'll be able to do this. You can use it with the texting and some of the training we're showing. You'll be able to do it. You can download the app for free. I mean, there was just so many different things that it made more sense. But I kept Ring Central and I kept Ring. Why? The power of nostalgia. And this is where nostalgia hurts you. And this is where you've got to be honest in your business. Is the tools, training, technology, the things you're doing today, is it because it's the best thing for your business? Or is it just because you've got this soft spot in your heart that every time you see this thing, every time you use this thing, every time you see the brand of this thing, it brings you back to a time and a place where it made you feel better. That's what, as goofy as that sounds, listen, I was on the backside of just losing everything, going bankrupt, rebuilding my life. And I started using these tools. I started building this agency and I started this whole thing. And one of the things that I was using was Ring Central to rebuild my whole business. And so it was one of the first tools we used at TW3 to be able to build our platform and give a resource to our members to be able to resell our tools. Well, I held on to that thing. It should have been let go, to be honest with you, back in 2017. It didn't fit anymore. Where we're at today with online marketing, digital marketing, and the things we're doing with sales funnels and the automation, you could, the when you needed a voice over internet solution for our business and our purposes, I'm not saying every, I still promote Ring Central because for a lot of companies, it would still work. But for what we were doing, no longer a viable solution, but I held on to it. Why? The power of nostalgia. So here are five tips that I want to give you for you to consider when you're using nostalgia in your marketing and using it to build your brand. What is nostalgia marketing? Nostalgic marketing is the use of old or familiar events, usually with a positive connotation, in order to evoke feelings of comfort, security, fondness, or excitement in one's audience. The tactic has been a common practice within the advertising industry for years and can be a clever way of pushing out a new campaign with new resource, with fewer resources. This is because much of the groundwork has already been laid by whatever person, event, product, or franchise you are using to piggyback on your campaign. So you're basically leveraging the goodwill, the good emotions, the good feelings of another service, product, event, whatever. Now, we're not talking about copying someone's stuff or anything like that. So don't hear me on that. It's just, if you're selling something and you can wrap it in 50s wrapping, looking like the 50s, if you will, and you're marketing to an age group that came of age during that, or if you're marketing to my, for instance, have you looked at Netflix lately and saw some of these shows like Stranger Things? Look at it. It takes place in the 80s. It's got all this 80s music. It's got all of this 80s imagery. Why? Because people like yours truly that came of age in the 80s, boy, we harken back to our days in school and we relate to those kids on that show and everything else. So that's what we're talking about. There are various ways to induce feelings of nostalgia in your audience and bring associations of class, timelessness, and style to a brand. It might include paying homage to a famous historic event. How many times have we seen movies that was built around something that happened that was huge? 9/11. There's tons of movies and things out there that use that day, that time period, to build a brand or to push a message through. Reminiscing about an outdated food product, toy, or kids' TV show. Improvising an endorsement from an iconic celebrity. I mean, if you had, for instance, Mr. T's image and something else. Now, you got to be careful with copyright and all this other stuff. We're not advocating you go and you know, just copy someone's trademark or copyright. But if you can use imagery to drive home a message, boy, it's powerful. Relieving an old campaign your company has used before, it can definitely do that. Using retro style advertising to deliver a fresh campaign, like LinkedIn's informational videos that spoof the instructional shorts shown in the 1970s and 80s, or Mentos 2009 Brazilian ad that used VHS quality to draw attention to its customers. All of that is nostalgia. So here are some five tips I would tell you to look at when you're thinking about using nostalgia to build an ad campaign, to develop ad copy, to build a landing page, to send out an email, anything like that. Number one, pinpoint your inspiration. Why do you think nostalgia is the right selling point for your product or brand? Why now? Why this campaign or this ad copy or this email? You know, or this landing page. Some possible reasons for rolling out a nostalgic campaign may be a high customer demand for an old product or service. A perfect example of this might be, the Cadbury Wispa revival, which resulted from customers begging the brand to return the bars to the shelves. It could be a special company milestone you may wish to commemorate, such as a birthday or hitting a target number of customers. You know, one of the things that we do every July 4th is, of course, we're wrapped in, you know, the Independence Day, but that's also TW3's birthday because we launched back around July 1st during 2008. And so what we will do from time to time is use old imagery from when the podcast first started back then and things of that nature. So that uses a little nostalgia for people that's been with us that long. The need to give your product or brand a fresh image that will reinstate it within the hearts of your customers. That's another reason why you would be inspired. So you want to just pinpoint, why are you doing this? Number two, stay in character. If you're choosing to bounce your campaign off an existing franchise, be sure that you go with one that's tangible, relates to your products, and aligns most seamlessly with your existing company's values. You wouldn't see a superimposed image of, say, Linda McCartney being used to sell leather products. Or, for example, although this particular scenario is exaggerated, it pays to imagine who would be willing to celebrate your brand if they were alive today, to make it natural and realistic. Remember, you're trying to engage with customers, not irritate them. Okay, so stay in character, stay congruent with your brand. You know, I'm selling opportunity. I'm selling entrepreneurialism. You know, some icons of that would be, in my life, Zig Ziglar or Ronald Reagan, or someone, you know, with, you know, Reagan saying strong, rugged individualism is what built America, or Zig saying you can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want. You know, those quotes with those men, you know, and then maybe some imagery of what a product, good, or service I offer that enables people to have that would be a perfect use. Now, of course, there's copyright issues I'd have to make sure that we're not infringing upon, but those are some types and examples, you know, in my own world of how it could be used. Number three, leave a clean, respectful trail. A fake endorsement campaign should be tasteful and appeal not just to fans of your own products, but to the fans of the brand you're pigging back off of. Some critics complain that nostalgia marketing is a cheap and lazy way of promoting a new product. This is wrong. It's only cheap if it fails to respect another legacy and endeavor to show it in a positive light along with your product. Volkswagen was one company to get this wrong with its anti-retro campaign, which used overdubbed interview footage of John Lennon and Marilyn Monroe to promote, in an iconic sense, newness and innovation, the opposition of retro. Lennon fans were outraged, and it hit out at Yoko Ono and Lennon's son, accusing them of cheapening the brand and the name of John Lennon. You don't want a tirade of angry protesters to rebel against your product, so think carefully about how fans of the franchise might react. Jack Daniels stayed in clear when it marketed a special blend of whiskey to commemorate the 100th birthday of Frank Sinatra. Everybody knows that Jack Daniels was, and one time, the singer's favorite triple of choice. Therefore, the brand was not accused of tying, you know, false ties. So you just got to stay consistent and congruent with those type of things. Number four, consider the current environment. When rolling out reviewing campaigns that may have proved effective in the past, check that its values can still resonate positively with today's audience, both culturally and socially. Sometimes even the most successful of campaigns can look starkly different when placed against today's commercial backdrop. One only needs to cast their eyes over many of the sexist ads that roamed the 40s and 50s. Boy, those things are memes today, because you take some of those ads from the 50s and you put them in today's world, it's so it's so over the top. It's comical. I mean, they're used as memes. So you definitely want to be careful of that. Consider what was changed since the campaign was last seen, and whatever any of its language, connotations, visual content, underlying selling point would be likely to cause offense in today's market. So just be careful. Boy, that is true. Number five, and lastly, add something different. Add something different. When implementing a nostalgic campaign, don't simply rehash the same old content. It's only innovation if it moves us forward. Think about how the ad could be integrated in today's market in a way that modern audiences can relate to. How would you approach it if rolling out the campaign for the first time? So, for instance, when Pepsi released their Pepsi throwback campaign, not only did they deliver the old products, Pepsi in its original packaging, Zinger, blah, 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 but the Pepsi Throwback Facebook page allowed users to complete for prizes by playing old Atari arcade games, and fans could vote for which games they wished to play next. So, you know, you got to, you know, little something old, but adding something new that would bring it forward. Volkswagen's Singing in the Rain ad, using the Mint Royale's remix version of the famous song and reanimated footage of Gene Kelly, also invited positive reaction, whilst bearing the slogan, the original updated. So, you know, if you're going to use nostalgia, always mix in something new so it looks relevant for today's marketing purposes. So I'm telling you guys, nostalgia works. I've used it, and it has been used for years by tons of other people, but it's just got to be done correctly, because if not, boy, it can backfire. So that is my five tips on how to use nostalgia in a positive way. I hope it will help you, because whether you're doing ad copy for, you know, traditional media, or like what we do at TW3, which is email campaigns, text marketing, building landing pages, those types of things, nostalgia used correctly can really, really help you. And it works. Like it said up front, you know, you're leveraging the groundwork of a lot of marketing has already been done for you. Because what is marketing? It's to compel people, it's to provoke people. and you want to do it in an emotional way, nostalgia helps you do that. So when we get back from this break, I got some great announcements I want to give you right after this.
How'd you like to grow passive income? That is just mailbox money. That's when you wake up in the morning, you see more money in your PayPal account or in your merchant account or whatever it is you use. The best way, the best tool that you can use to grow passive income is email marketing. I have amassed thousands and thousands of dollars on a monthly, weekly basis simply by using email marketing. I've got a strategy I'll show you has taken my career and other people's careers and their businesses to levels that we could only have dreamed of. It's a training that I'm going to give you for $5.95 if you want it. I'm only offering it for a limited time. So if you want it, go over and get it now at terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. terrywilson3.com/million-dollar-email-marketing-system, MDEMS, MDEMS. I will show you step by step what I use, how I use it, where I use it to amass a huge list real quick on a button push and then text, email people out my offer that puts them on autopilot for me, making me thousands of dollars a week. Go to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS.
The ability to reach, connect, and convert qualified people with your goods and services is the number one challenge of every small business, entrepreneur, and sales professional. If you've been in business for any time at all, you know that countless hours and money can be spent on this one objective. Now there is a turnkey solution to all your marketing and sales needs. Go to leadsbyterry.com. That's L-E-A-D-S by T-E-R-R-Y.com to see a turnkey lead generation solution that will grow your sales by 300% within 90 days. And all with the simple push of a button. Go to leadsbyterry.com now and get a free demo on how the system works.
Listening to TW3 Radio, inspiring, informative, and entertaining talk and music for the entrepreneur and small business owner.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
What's good?
So listen, guys, we've got a ton of cool stuff that's about to come up first of the year. This is the time to be part of TW3. If you're working with a TW3 rep, get on board, call them, get involved today, because I'm telling you, we've got some really cool, exciting things I really can't talk about right now, but you definitely want to be a part. Make sure that you are tuning in to TW3Radio.com. We've got some great new content coming out, shows coming out by some of our members that are using our tools, our platform, and they're going in all different directions. You know, I spent a lot of time just talking about mindset, opportunity, entrepreneurialism, and some of them, they are entrepreneurs, but man, what gets them excited is about being in health. What gets them excited is about the history of this country. What gets them excited about is serving their God. There's all different types of content that our members are going to start using and conveying to our audience here. So it's going to be a fun time to see a lot of new voices here at TW3 sharing their experiences in life and what they're doing in their business. So you can hear from just this old boy. Maybe there's someone that you would prefer and probably will. So anyway, you'll definitely want to, in the coming weeks, tune over. And we're going to start, and we're trying January 1 as this podcast now is being recorded. But there are some technical things that we might have to push that back a week, not on our members. You know, we've got content coming in. They're cocked, locked, and ready to rock, as we said. But the app portion, because we want to have an app with our radio station, and we want to be able to stream TW3Radio.com from an app. and we're having a just a tiny one issue with that we're working out right now that our developers are trying to get to, and we hope we'll have it before January 1. But just in case, you can always go to tw3radio.com. It's going to be there even if we don't have the app, but we want to do a nice package there so you can have it on the mobile, on the go. The problem with having it streamed from a website, not to get too technical, but just so you know, when you use a phone and you stream any audio off of a website, when your phone goes to sleep, the audio connection, the stream gets broke. And so all of a sudden you lose. So you might like turn it on with your phone, it'll be listening to your headphones and put your phone in your pocket. When your phone goes to sleep, the music goes away or the talk goes away. And the only way to circumvent that is either educate the audience on how to technically fix that, which it's probably too big of a push to do. So we're wanting to have our audio and the radio station done through an app, because then there's no technical thing that the listener has to do. They just go to the app, hit play, and then throw it in our pocket and start listening, which is the experience we want our listeners to have. So to do that, it's having to be fixed. So that's what we're working on there. So listen, we hope you've had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Been a great time this year. I'm telling you, boy, if 2020 is anything like 2019, we look forward to it. This has been episode 398. I hope those 5 tips will help you in your marketing efforts, no matter if you're with TW3 or you're doing something else, because I'm telling you, it works, it works, it works. But back when I did insurance, it was just doing traditional mail drops. I would use some nostalgia from time to time to compel, a response in certain ways. So it does work. Use it, because like I said, the beautiful thing about nostalgia is the groundwork of marketing, which is to get someone's attention and to provoke and compel an emotional response. All of that has already been, the work for that has been laid out for you. So it's a wonderful thing. So go over to terrywilson3.com/signup and get signed up for our free content that we send out on our newsletter. If you want, you can text the word TW3 podcast to 384-70-384-70, and we will send you out a free copy of my You Are Worth More book, the first 4 chapters. We can send it out in Kindle version, so check that out. That's pretty cool. So we've got that. And so until next time, it's Terry with TerryWilson3.com.